Transfer Tittle Tattle on Radio Yorkshire.
I love the fact that because you think nobody's recording the video.
Oh, yeah, I can dance to my heart's content.
Yeah, yeah, you're dancing away, but it's like the day that they were recording is the day that I like, yeah, I dance. Like I said, I don't care, but it's just funny how suddenly now you dance. So then it's time to find out the latest rumour, speculation, tittle tattle. We start with something, actually. We could start one or two places. We're going to start with some news that seemingly broke about half an hour or so ago. Harry Kane, it was always going to be that he was going to be in demand, even if the rumour mill was all he was in demand in, realistically. Apparently, though, Man United upping their interest today.
Well, 30 goals a season, Harry Kane. Of course, everyone needs to remember he's had one very good season. I mean, before that, he's had a couple of injuries. He had quite a difficult time at Norwich. But Manchester United are the team to admit their interest first to Sky sources. It's sources which are saying that this could happen. I'll tell you this now, though. Tottenham, they are known for being tough negotiators. I've got a feeling if Manchester United want him, forget your 50 million. I think they'd want more than that because they'll be in such a good position. If Man U really are interested, Tottenham, they've got Harry Kane on a long-term contract. Someone who's admitted he doesn't particularly want to leave. I mean, really, money is going to have to talk if he's going to go to Manchester United.
What about another forward that's being rumoured to be catching the interest? This time, Newcastle United, Sir Charles of Austin.
Well, this is a very interesting one. I've been hearing that Chelsea are interested in him now.
To be honest, most of the Premier League probably are, but the rumour today is Newcastle.
Newcastle, Aston Villa, Southampton and Chelsea. Now, what I've been told is Charlie Austin is only interested in joining a team that will give him first-team football. But there is an argument regarding Chelsea. He could get first-team football because if Loic Remy is going, as the rumours are, then it would mean they've only got one striker in Diego Costa.
No Drogba.
Now, Falcao obviously is being linked with Chelsea, but he's being linked with everyone as well.
Yeah.
So I've just got a feeling, you know, and Charlie Austin a couple of months ago, I think, dropped quite a hint that he does like Chelsea. He tweeted a photo of him and John Terry when Charlie Austin was about 14, was it? And there's a photo of John Terry signing Charlie Austin's shirt from when he was about 14 years old. Now, that would indicate he's at least...
That'd make John Terry feel really old.
Well, there you go. But I think that at least indicates that he likes John Terry. Of course, he's got a big part at Chelsea, so you never know. There might be legs to that, but Newcastle apparently are willing to offer £15 million for him. Now, I think QPR will accept that. He's only got 1 year left on his contract, so I think they'll accept that. I think, though, we're going to have four or five teams that say, oh, hang on, that's been accepted. Right, what was the offer? Yeah, we'll match that.
Yeah.
And then it will be down to Austin.
The other place that we could have started by doing transfer tittle tattle was the one that's been in the papers, pretty much all over the place. Raheem Sterling to Man City, £30 million.
Well, this is an interesting one because...
It's a low one. They'll want more than that.
£50 million, I'm being told. And also, it wasn't £30 million because when you work it out, it was £25 million up from £5 million based on performance. But everyone seems to forget this. QPR will get 20% of whatever is the fee. So at that one, it had been £24 million in total for Liverpool. So, you know, you work it out for QPR. If Sterling goes for, let's say, £50 million, and let's say Austin goes for £15 million, I mean, QPR are laughing. But then again, you know, you look at it financially with QPR, I think they're going to have to make a few more cutbacks because they're getting rid of a lot of their big earners. Maybe this will be the thing for Ravel Morrison to be going back to QPR. There's the rumour that he's going to have his contract with Lazio terminated before he's even arrived at Lazio.
Yeah, well, that's like a really weird thing because obviously there was like this pre-contract thing,
yes,
which, oh, this is like my understanding, signed, and then, yeah, by now suddenly you're hearing, yeah, that might not happen. That contract may now be got rid of, and then another, you know.
Well, the president was set with Didi Haman. He was meant to go to Bolton. He agreed a contract, signed it. Man City said, actually, we want him. And Didi Haman said, yes, I want to go to Man City.
Wasn't he at Bolton for about a day?
Yeah. So basically, I believe that in the end, it was something like £4 or 5 million that was exchanged. So I think Lazio are saying, right, we don't want an unhappy player in our squad. So we'd be happy to let him go, but we want to make something out of this. So I've got a feeling QPR will have to pay a couple of £1 million. But obviously now Abdul Tarat's gone to Benfica. That was confirmed today. It's been a busy day today.
Has actually.
Now that's been confirmed. It they do need that attacking midfielder. Ravel Morrison could be that option.
Oh, let's look away from the Premier League. One really for the interest of myself, Huddersfield Town fans and MK Don fans, Anthony Kay signing a 1-year deal at Stadium NK. So I don't expect you to give me great kind of reams of information about the amazing Anthony Kay. Unless you want to, of course.
Well, I think. Do you know what? No, I'll say this.
I really like Anthony Kay. I thought he was a great footballer. Barnsley fans, I know, like him. Huddersfield fans, I'll be honest, had a split opinion. But if you wanted a defender to be in that back four who could distribute as well as a good quality midfielder, started loads of moves, I liked Anthony Kay. A lot of respect for him. So, yeah, signing an extension at MK Dons.
And I think, again, this is the whole thing of getting players in who can play at the level where you're at. He's proven he can play at the Championship
because,
level.
Yeah, been promoted,
so,
yeah.
You then look at it and you say, right, he will, you know, he's someone who offers that bit of experience. Speaking of defenders and speaking of Yorkshire clubs, Liam Moore.
Beautifully segued
there. You go. Liam Moore, the Leicester City defender. Now, we were on the show on Tuesday talking about this could be happening. Now, Liam Moore has said, I'd be happy to join a club in the Championship. I won't name the club, but I'd be happy to join them if they guarantee me game time. Because, to be honest, I'm sick of being on the bench at Leicester now. That there could be legs to that, because if Sol Bamba joins, you've got a question. Will he have a defensive partner at centre-back? Would Liam Moore be that defensive partner? It could work out that way. So I think in a day or two we'll have another update on that.
As the hashtag LUFC goes wild online. Any others that you want to bring to the table at this point? Any other bits of goss that you've heard?
Well, here's one for you, Paul Pogba.
And this is like Jim White is our Tom on his mobile.
Paul Pogba, we're being told, €80 million. They will not accept a penny less for him. So
it's about £60 million. About £64 million.
£64 million, but it's interesting. Apparently, they are accepting the fact that Arturo Vidal may be on his way out of the club. So apparently, Real Madrid are in for Vidal. So if he goes, you've got to think Pogba has to stay, because that is their midfield. The only thing I will say is with Juventus, they already seem to have got the replacement for Vidal in a certain free agent from Real Madrid.
Sammy Khedira.
A signing that is for free.
Absolutely. You were talking about, say, £80 million there. I'm sorry for all those who are like real geeks on currency conversions and things. I just thought I'd better check. I work in euros quite a bit with one or two things. And, I was wrong. It's 57 million
57
euros.
Million. Still, I wouldn't mind.
So 57 million pounds, 80 million euros.
I'm going to say, I wouldn't mind £57 million, never mind £60 million.
It's like we've been talking about elsewhere, you and me today. What was it, Andre Ayew signing for Swansea? £97,000 a week?
£96,000.
I'd do it for half that.
I'd do it for a tenth.
So between you and I, we could save Swansea a lot. They get two players.
Maybe not the quality, though.
Yeah, one of us is like retirement age for footballers at 35. That's me, by the way.
And the other, just, well, it ain't very good.
You said that.